My sweetest friends, this year should be a special schuss for our money, Marasa Sheyichyu, Lenishmas, Marasa Esther, Rasa Shmuel, Raschana Rasa Gerom, Rasa Alchana Rasa Meir Zev, and Schuss Moshe Rabin Peshadina, and Schuss Yechiel Ben Shalamis. In Mitzisese Reish Chavav, the Rambam says that we were commanded to kill those who are over on certain mitzvahs with a saif, with a sword, and it says, Nakom Yenakem. Vine Nirmos be mitzvahs lo seal, mitzvahs shechayvim leim atazis roshu be saif. So that's the remez for saif, for sword, and this is discussed in Hilchos Sanhedrin. In the minyan of mitzvahs hakotzar, the Rambam writes, Leos bezin hargin be saif, I'll say there are halachas in the Rambam has before the halachas what to do. La'aru b'sayif and mitzvasei reish chof zayin. The Rambam writes u'shtifanu lachnok over malketas mitzvas miyuchados. That's where it says mosiumas. So then there's mitzvah of chenek. That's mosiumas. Also the minyan of mitzvah kosher lios based in hargim chenek mosiumas anoif anoefes. I'll say there halachas la'aru b'chenek. And you have the next mitzvah reish chof ches. Shetzivanu lisrof over malktas mitzvahs. If who amris barach be'esh yisrof osav eshen. So that's sreifa. And again, the minyan of mitzvahs lios beis and sarfim be'esh. I'll say there are lachas lios l'arg b'sreifa. And then reish chavtes, the Rambam says weiter that there's a mitzvah also of skila. Sakalta mosav avanim b'meis. Also the minyan of mitzvah karsi lios beis and sokul b'avanim l'arg b'skila. In Hilchos Sanhedrin, in the 14th parak, the Rambam goes through the various mitzvahs, skila, sreifa, harik v'chenek, ayin sham, and the Rambam says if there's a mitzvah essay for Beis Din to carry this out, if they don't, they're mevatel an essay, etc., etc., ayin sham. So the Rambam enumerates the Arba Mises Beis Din as four separate mitzvahs. Isn't that interesting? Just that in the Sharashim to the Sefer HaMitzvahs in Sharash Yedalid, the Ramban argues with the Ramban. And he holds that all Arba Misos are counted as one mitzvah, writes the Ramban of Alanera b'minyan, Oshi on shenimnin lav echad b'mitzuva behem, Oshi mekula mitzvah achas, Ein hefresh ben amumasim evin obo fares, V'nere elai, hushanachem nitztaveinu umumasim kulam pasuk shenemar, Uviar tohara, mikir becha, Amru b'ayar osei ros mi Yisrael, V'umitzis esei shalom, V'alek suvim behem os yumas, Dam of bo, demay ambam, Yurtsu b'mshem chayav misa, Rambam is saying it's all one mitzvah, it's all one category. The mitzvahs will be arta ramikir becha, and then there are the details. Sometimes it's be'esh, sometimes it's skila. But the bottom line is, the Rambam says that it's a mitzvah to kill those who are chayv mises beis din. So what's the shorish hamachlokas? That's really what we'd like to understand, and in order to do so, we are going to turn to Rabbi Avram Gurevitz Shlita, one of the great prolific mechabrim of this door, and Rosh HaYeshiva. He lives in Ramat Eshkol, and he explains as follows. The Rambam writes here in Halacha Vav in Perek Yedalid that if he talks about which mitzvahs are more chomer, Skila is chamer from Sreifa, Sreifa is chamer from Saif, Saif is chamer Michenek. And whenever you're Chayef Shtei Misos, the person gets the more chamer one. And then in Halacha Vav, the Rambam says, Kol Chayve Misos, Shenis Arvu, Ze Boze, Nidon Kol Echad Mehen, Bekala Shebahen. So, if they get mixed in, and you don't know which guy gets which misa, so they get the lighter one. And that's from the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, and daf ayin tes amit beis, haniskalim bin israfim, Rabbi Shimon Omer nidona beskila, shasreifa chamur, if there's a gemishitz, if there's a mixture of niskalim besreifin bin israfim, Rabbi Shimon says they get skila. Why? Because sreifa is harbir, is more chamur. So you get skila, the lighter one. Vayin chulin, Tafir Aleph Amit Beis, Tos Divra Maschil Lachush, Radik Sharbenu Yitzchak, Tachi Afinim Ratzech Vedim Zom, Zinab Surbaftin in Fashus, Uvela in Estrafin Riskalam Estrafin Dunu Beskila Kala, Fagav Derov Nisrafin Ninu, Tir Tzerbenu Tam, Dikavin Manoshachu Nerag, Linin Beza Misu Nerag, Loz Lin Basar Ruba, so we have a kasha. Normally we follow the Rov. So how come it is, and even in Dinin Fashus you follow the Rov? So how come it is that when it comes to a mixture of Nisrap, Niskalim, and Nisrafim, they get Skila, even though the Rov are Nisrafim? So why don't you follow the Rov? And the answer Rabbeinu Tam's gives is that since Meman of Shachu Nerak, since anyway the guy's going to be killed, so to decide which Misa he's getting, we don't go after the Rov. It's Mamish Sisrei Torah. Diver Rabbeinu Tam Tzrichim Biur. Lama be'emes le'not ne'amar la'adin de'bitul b'roiv. Why there, don't we also say that we go up I don't know, bitul b'roiv, but we could say bitul, that those who are the minority of, right, let's say the minority is getting skila, and the rov is getting sreifa. So why don't we say that the niskalim are batel barov? Or azlin and basaruba, you look at each one and you say, they're called a parsh maruba parsh. So you follow the rov, you assume he comes from the rov of sreifa. So why taka don't we follow the rov? In the tshuvas oinig yontif, simen dalet for amad bezeh, and he writes as follows. You'll permit me to quote him a little bit at length. It was in early the Hasbir Mashik Shah Tay Spulum Khadim in Skolm and Srafi and Dunu Baskila. Afal Gav the Ruben is Srafinin, Vamaila is Lina Basa Ruba. Fatirtsu, etc. Though here we don't go after the Rov. Says the Tamua, why not? So he says, based on what we wrote, we can say, Kaven de Ain Ana Yucholim Ladan Adam Bisrafa. You can only give him Sreifa if he's a Bezin of Chof Gimel. Does Misasa Besreifa, then his Misa is Besreifa. Vu Misa Roy La Pichuke Torah, and that's the Misa. That's fitting for him based on the laws of the Torah. And can he Shalom or Dahan Niskal Batal Verov and Esrafim? Vienidon Gamhu Besreifa. You can't say that the Niskal is going to Batel Barov Hanisrafim Vihe Nidon Gam Hubis Sreifa, and he's also going to get Sreifa because we didn't give him Kevin the Soif Lanasabo Maisa Gmardin the Sreifa. We didn't have a Maisa Gmardin to give him Sreifa, so Mechi Tesi that he's going to get Sreifa. Vumachusir Gmardin Linyan Sreifa Velo Yuchlu Lisarfo the Bittel Barov Loy Mahani Linyan Sheyikna Hamute Bat Suso Hamaisim Shinasu Barov Hamavatel. When you talk about giving somebody sreifa, there has to be a gemar din linyan sreifa. If there's no gemar din, you can't do it. So bittul barov doesn't give the miut the maisim that were done barov hamavatel. In other words, if you have an unkosher piece of meat, forget about the meat. I don't want to talk about meat. We'll leave the food out of this. We'll just say what the Oneg Yontif is saying over here. That bittul barov is not effective to give the miut the maisim that were done barov hamavatel. So the people who got sreifa had a gemar din for sreifa. So you cannot give them the people who were only done for skila, people who were only given skila, you can't give them sreifa. And he's referring to what he said earlier, Dev Shalom Dolomani Bitl Devashan Rodanam Lav Sheshisra Psul. Zamratosh and Isaiah Barov Nistalik Psula Mayala. Let's say you're saying that as an Isser. You're saying that as a psul. Say a piece of meat is not kosher. So you remove the Isser from the piece of meat. You have something that's pasul. So you remove the psul. There the Torah says, Shem Nisariv Barov Nistalik Psula. There the Torah says that if there's a tarovis of rov, so the psul went away. V'nase kedover shen is batel bo vein bo psul. And the psul goes away. But if you need a maisa, when do you need a maisa? You need a maisa, for example, by matzah. That's a very, very famous oneg yomtiv. Let's say you have matzah that wasn't baked lishma. And then it got mixed in with other matzahs that were baked lishma. You can't say it's batel barov and it has a din of matzah that was baked lishma, because it doesn't get the maila of matzah being baked lishma. It only removes, bittel only removes psulim. It doesn't give mailas. So therefore, the maila, the maisa of being judged as a nisraf, you don't get unless you're actually judged as a nisraf. And this guy was judged as a niskal. And then he says, but it's mashman rashi in Bukhoris 22, Shadavar Mizbatel nefach lios ke mevatel chol davar. So he says that the Mizbatel gets even the milas of the mevatel. But that's how he wants to explain Tosis. That a roiv, bittel b'roiv, it removes chesronos, but it doesn't give milas. It's not mosif dinim ala miyud ha-mizbatel. Therefore, you can't be mechayiv the miyud haniskalim b'sreifa, because in order that a person should be mechayiv sreifa, rakim kach pasku alav bezin shel chavdalet, and this guy doesn't have a psak of a bezin of chavdalet, but then he writes that Rashi holds not like that. And then there are other terutzim given to this kasha from in Chulin and Sanhedrin Daf Pei and Zvachim Ayin Aleph that they don't hold of this yisod. This yisod is geboit, is built on Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam says, "We leinyan be'ezu misuhu nerag lo azlinan basar ruba." As far as what death he's going to get, you don't go after the rov. And the only Yontif wanted to say that pshat is because you can't get that mile of gemar din. It's not even muchach and Rabbeinu Tam. It doesn't sound like that's what he's saying either, and it's certainly not what other Rishon, Rashi and Tosis. They don't say that. So this is a difficult teretz. So therefore, Hayanira Leimar Davar Chadash. And that is that it says in the Torah, Arba Mises Beis and Skilas Sreifa Harav V'Chenek, it's not pshat that this person gets a shame prati of skila when he's Machal Shabbos. No. Here's a din of Mises Beis Din. That's the Yesod HaDvarim. He gets Mises Beis Din. How is this Mises Beis Din done? Skila. But when it's done, they're doing the mitzvah essay that a Beis Din has to kill, to carry out capital punishment. However, on the person himself, we could say he doesn't have a specific din, he just has a chi of misa. Then we can understand Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam means is that there's no din of bittel barov in order to be mechayiv all of them sreifa. Because the guy by this person was mischayiv skila, and he got mixed in with the chayiv sreifa. He's be'etzem, not chayiv skila. He's chayiv Mrs. Beisdin, and Mrs. Beisdin anyway he's gonna get. So how's it shaykh to say the din of bittel barov legabe didei? Because his ikar din is not batel, and the chovas skila is not his din. In order that we should say bittel barov, when we said chovas umitzes beisdin lekayim din sreifa of mishem chuyev bezeh, or legabe zeh lo shaykh lomer the nitzel basur b'shein nisrafim. So you want mitzvah the chovas beis din to say bittel. We're going to be machmer and this guy and give him a worse misa for the chovas beis din. And as far as he's concerned, you can't say that we're mevatel his chovas skila, because he doesn't even have a chovas skila. He just has a chovas misas beis din. So you can't say that he has a chovas skila and be mevatel because he doesn't have a chovas skila. He is a chovas misas beis din. So, can't be mevatel his skila. So then, what are you going to do? The beis din is going to do to be mekayim their chiyuv. They're going to give him a worse misa to do their chiyuv. Difficult to say. Makas beis amar alef tosli bar maskel kol right besof devrei matir to Rav Yosef. So by Ritzech and Kol Adam, we have a special limud that you don't have to give them. The Kol Adam can kill him not with one of the Arba Mises, but everybody else has to get one of the Arba Mises. There's nothing else. There are no other options. And if you can't give him the Misa that he's supposed to get, then you give him a different Misa, but it has to be within the framework of the Arba Misas. The Maharam writes, the Dabar says, Shenitin l'harga b'cholechem yidal l'misa beitzim rei lam yikrol di yalafla. He says, it's not a pasuk that you can give him any of the Arba Misas. By the way, the Rambam, Derech Agav, says not like this in the 14th parak of Vachas HaNerjan HaLachaches, that even though an Arba Misa is based in, if you can't give him that Misa, and that if you, a person's Chayiv Misa is based in, in the Efshar L'Hargam Ba'osam Misa, you can take him out another way. You don't have to, it doesn't have to be one of the four Misas. But Tosis holds it has to be one of the four Misas. So Kapanim Mavor Mizeh, that somebody's over in Aver that he's Chayiv Skila, it's not Pshat that he's Be'etzem Chayiv Skila. He's Be'etzem Chayiv Misa is based in. It includes all Arba Misas. Just as a din in the midst of the basin, they give him a specific Misa. Kfima Shekavatar, but the Gavr himself is Chayiv Misa in general. And therefore, if you can't give him that specific Misa, then give him any Misa of the Arba Misas based in. So maybe we can explain the machlokas of the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam holds that a person who's chayev misa is chayev this specific misa. He's chayev skila, he's chayev srefer, he's chayev herig, he's chayev chenek. So each one is different. And therefore, they're going to be separate mitzvahs. The Ramban holds, no, he's chayev misa. And there are details of how you give the misa. Actually, interesting. The Rambam holds that if Beis Din can't give him the Misa that he's Chaya, then they can take him out anyway. Doesn't have to be one of the Arba Misas Beis Din. Whereas Tosin Makas holds, no, you can't give him the Misa he's Chaya and then give him one of the other Gimel Misas. So maybe the Rambam holds that Pshat is that the person is Chaya that specific Misa. If he can't give him that specific Misa, so he has to die, but it doesn't have to be one of the Arba Misas on the other Gimel Misas. Why should he give one of the other Gimel Misas? Why is there any preference? The important thing is that the person is given the capital punishment. If he can't give him what he's supposed to get, then give him something, but it doesn't have to be one of the Gimel Misas. But Tosfos holds maybe like the Ramban, that pshat is that when someone's chayiv mises beis din, they're chayiv in general mises beis din. Just the prat here is to give them the specific misa. But if you can't give them this misa, then give them one of the other misas beis din. Therefore, they hold that it's dafka mises beis din that you have to give them. You can't go out of the framework of the arba misas. But the Rambam holds no. That if he's chayiv skila, he's chayiv specifically skila. If you can't give him skila, then there's no preference for sereifa, harag, and chani. Give him any misa. Because it's not pshat that he's chayiv one of the arba misas based, and the Ramban holds it's one mitzvah. So you can see it's a general chiyuv of misas based, and just it's a prat, which misa. The Rambam holds no. He's chayiv this specific misa, and therefore the Rambam can enumerate it as four different mitzvahs. And if you can't give him that misa, so then there's no way to give him the other three misas based, and give him any misa. Because it's not pshat that he's chayiv one of the arba misas based, and pshat is he's chayiv skila. Can't give him skila, and give him anything. So we say in our davening, Al Chataim Shanu and Zvidu in Yom Kippur, Vachatam Shon Chavim Olam Oila, Vachatim Shon Olam Chatos, Vachatim Kol Menor V'Yoreid, Hashem Bandi V'Soleh, Vachatim Shon Marcus Mardus, Marcus Arboim, Vachatim Shon Mistei Shemayim, Karis V'Ariri, Vachatim Shon Chavim Arbi Mises Beiz, and Skil Sveh for Herig V'Chenek. So we don't make them separate. In other words, we go with separate with the Karbanas. But here we put them all together, and that sounds like the Ramban, right? That's Chatim Shechan al Arba Mises Beis Din. There's one din of Arba Mises Beis Din, and then we go into the details of which Arba Mises Beis Din. So mitzad the Gavra's Chayiv Misa. Just as a din prati, the Beis Din has to give him this specific Misa. And therefore, they're all put together. Okay, lo banu el ha'ir, as they say in the Charonim all the time. And we'd like to return to this topic because there's obviously loads more to say. So we hope that we get to that. Okay, Hashem should just give us life. Talking about Mises Beis Din, Hashem should give us life and health and everything we need in order to serve Him be'emes and the financial means. It's Hashem. Shalom, 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 shalom,